in a world where we are so divided, so polarized, one organization is proactively working to bring unity. That organization is the Kingdom Group International, and I'm Elmo Winters, host of our live podcast, Building the Bridge. Join me as we build the bridge together that will unite us all. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Building the Bridge podcast. I'm Elmo Winters, and thank you for joining us today. As we strive to address the racial unrest in our country, I continue to be troubled to see so much energy put into solving our issues with man-made remedies. We at the Kingdom Group are convinced this will not work. In fact, we are so concerned about this because the issues of racial divisiveness, racism, systemic racism, and the like are not man-made problems. They may be carried out by man, but their origins are not with man. This is, in fact, a masterpiece work of the devil, and one he continues to do very well today. We see it every day in our country. The real tragedy, however, is that so many who say they are people of God, they are believers, are so fooled by this enemy. They're using Satan's methods to rid our country of this evil. And how many of you all know we can't take Satan down with his weapons? Thus, our divided world continues to get more divided every day. Consider a big Bible fact for a moment. Ephesians 6 and 12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." I'll unpack this right after this short message.
Phase 3 is here. Let your clients know you're open and ready for business. They offer social media posts, yard signs, every door direct mail and postcards, banners, custom personal protective equipment or PPEs, plus your regular printing and duplicate needs. Give Gary a call at Downtown Duplicating Print, Promote, Design, and Copy. Great for pickup, or they will also ship your orders when needed. Downtown Duplicating, located at 1445 Main Street, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70802. Give them a call today at 253-875-5313 or email orders@print-promote.com. We use their services for all of our printing needs. We are very pleased, and you will be too. Downtown Duplicating, 1445 Main Street, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70802.
Thank you for staying with us on the podcast. Listen, I don't care how you slice it. I don't care how you dice it. The issue of racial divisiveness is not a natural problem. It is a spiritual issue. There is a problem deeper than the color of your skin if you're not able to be the same or treat people the same who are not like you. For all the laws of the land can never change this. There has to be a change deep within a man for him to see his brother or his sister as he sees himself. Thus, there has to be a spiritual change if you're going to defeat a spiritual enemy. How is it the church, the very powerful people of God, do not see this? I believe that's simple. Look at another Bible verse for a moment. Actually, two verses. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 says, "I beseech you, therefore," the apostle writes, he calls us brethren, "by the mercies of God, that we present your body, or that ye present your bodies, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God's plan to solve the race issue, listen, it's crystal clear in verse 2. And be not conformed to this world. In other words, the world's way of dealing with this will not work. Only God's way. So we are encouraged, we are instructed, don't be conformed to this world. Don't address these problems we have as the world does. But the church has chosen to address these issues just like the world does. We bicker back and forth on Facebook. I'm talking about church people. We use social media to attack each other, to attack our leaders. All the while, Satan is enjoying it all. And then we disguise what we do as social justice. And my question to all of the believers is this: did God call us to fight for social justice? Or did he call us to fight for the souls of men? See, I thought we were commissioned to go after the souls of men. And I'm sure Christ deputized us to go and make disciples, to go and make followers of him. However, instead we have gone about and we're all doing our own thing. We're fighting in the arena of social justice while those who we are fighting for continue to be bound for hell. People, something is wrong with this picture. More on this after this short message.
Are you ready to hire the help you need to grow and support your ministry? Therese Winters with Mind Your Business Virtual Solutions has got you covered. As your virtual assistant, she will help you save time each week, focus on what you do best, ensure details are attended to, projects are managed, and focus on your priorities and grow your ministry. Accomplish more, juggle less. Book your discovery call to get started. Therese Winters with Mind Your Business Virtual Solutions. Call 337-623-4442 or schedule your call at mindyourbiz.com/discovery. Let Therese help you today. She works virtually just as she is in your office. That's Therese Winters with MINEYOBIZ.com. Mind Your Biz provides all administrative support to thekingdomgroup.co, and we're also blessed to have them working with us. Remember, mindyourbiz.com.
As we enter our final segment of the Building the Bridge podcast, let me challenge you a bit more. Since God's people have chosen man's way to address the race problem in this country, I can tell you it's not getting any better. In fact, if you look around, I believe you'd agree with me that things are really getting worse. They're worse now than ever before. When will the people of God wake up and see it's not who is in the White House that has made the issues worse? It's the failure of the church. It's the failure of God's people. It is not who you vote for or what letters behind your name that's going to solve the issues. It's not even the color of your skin, folks, that matters. I don't care what you're told. Folks, when we realize that the only way we rid ourselves of this evil we call racism is by an all-out spiritual attack on it, it will not go away. I'll leave you with one last biblical truth, Proverbs 16:25, and this speaks so clearly of where we are in our world today. The writer says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. This is where we are, folks. This is where we are right now. We're fighting. We have chosen a way that seems right unto us, but it's not leading to anything else but destruction. My prayer is that the believers, the solid, true people of God, will wake up and use the very power of God that we have at our disposal to bring all of us together and defeat the devil. Let us pray. Our Father, the creator of us all, regardless of the color of our skin, we thank you for this time that you have instructed us that we must choose your way over man's way. Our prayer today is that those who are listening will get the revelation that this battle is already won if we would just utilize the tools in our spiritual toolbox. Thank you for the platform that allows the Kingdom Group International to speak into the lives of countless thousands of listeners. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, dear God, as we continue to fight the fight that tears down barriers and builds bridges. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Until the next time, y'all my winners, signing out with the Building the Bridge podcast. God bless.